At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome in to this Wednesday edition of the flagship. I'm your host, Zach Berry. As you can see, if you're on YouTube, JW Player on the website, OpenSpirit.com, you can see our man Greg Jones, the meat man from LB's Meat Market. And as you can also see, if you're watching on video, that I'm still in the satellite studio. Pending results on the office downstairs. We will try that out later today to see how the monitors are doing after the 100-year flood in East Nashville. But we're here, and we're going to talk some Ole Miss football, wide receivers specifically, as Ole Miss has another good group. It seems to be a trend, Greg, as Ole Miss continues to stockpile those playmakers. Before we get into it, I do want to remind you, this show, just like each and every other one that you hear or watch, is brought to you by our friends at College Corner. Scott and everybody over there takes care of us, and they will take care of you. They got three locations, Oxford, Flowood, and Ridgeland. The new one in Oxford, 4,000 plus square feet. It's a great space, tons of stuff. You can go get some new merch. You can get some tailgating supplies. If you need to make a quick gift purchase, you can go over there and see them. And if you can't get to any of the three brick and mortar, you can check them out, collegecornerstore.com. And the shipping and handling is superb. It will get to you quick, fast, and in a hurry. All right, Greg, good morning. I guess we should say afternoon, as we're still shuffling around here in the satellite studio. But welcome in.
Always good to get back on the podcast with you. And, yeah, dog days of summer and are here in Oxford. Really, now that the college football game is coming out, like it's about the only college football fix you can get right now. Until I think it's 90 days, 89 or something like that. It needs to hurry up and get here. That's what it needs.
I think Ole Miss football is inside 90. I think it's 88, maybe.
Yeah.
87.
I'm trying not to get too excited about the football season, but I'm very excited with the new additions and everything. And love how Kiffin's already tweeting at the Instagram, you know, the most key games of the year, and Ole Miss isn't in, on one of them.
To be fair, that was ridiculous.
Yeah, that's – yeah. I mean, Missouri, Alabama, I mean, come on, give me a break.
Yeah, it was – that was absurd.
Colorado and Colorado State.
Well, I mean, like the Colorado – like we're still doing this Colorado thing. Like Colorado, yeah. Nebraska, I don't consider that a game that will shape the season.
No,
I don't think Colorado's going to be any good. I don't have a lot of faith in Nebraska. I think they'll be better, but I don't necessarily think that a game against Colorado is going to shape the college football landscape.
I'm almost 1,000% sure if Ole Miss is undefeated and Georgia's undefeated, that game will shake up the playoff. That's for sure.
yeah. But yeah, look, let's get into a topic I wanted to discuss with you, yesterday, or actually it was this morning. When your basement floods, you lose track of time. I already lose track of time as a father, and then your basement floods and you just lose track of days. Okay. So this morning, Pro Football Focus, put out a ranking of, the top wide receiver groups for 2024. Ole Miss came in at number two behind Oregon. So, respectable, fine. I think Ole Miss's group this season has a certainly has a case to be the top group by season's end. But I wanted to talk to you about this because, look, I know that the wide receiver U title is thrown around by a lot of people, whether you measure that by draft picks or Hall of Famers or success, you know, at the college level, whatever. Ole Miss certainly has a case to be in that conversation, at least. I'm not going to declare them wide receiver U, but I do think that there is a bit of respect that Ole Miss is entitled to. Because I went back and looked, Greg.
We had some gamers. I mean.
And look, I'm going to stay kind of in the.
And I don't know, where we start, you know? I guess we start with Dexter. Because was he wide receiver or running back? There's so many things. I would say you start with Moncrief because he had his own rap song. He had his own song and kind of everything got famous. And, there was a lot of talent on that team. And so, but I can remember, a customer of ours that come in, I think Corey Peterson was a great wide receiver.
Shout out to the alma mater.
Yeah, right.
High school. They called him Crazy Legs. I just stuck in the 10-year window. I went back to 2014. Okay. And that's no disrespect to anybody before that. Obviously, Shea Hodge is in the record books. He was back, kind of in my era when I was an undergrad.
A Mike Espy guy. I'm a big Mike Espy guy.
I grew up, Chris Collins was my dude.
Yeah.
He wore number eight. I wore number eight. That was a big thing. And he was a stud. Yeah. Going back to Corey Peterson. There were tons, Grant Hurd, there were tons of really good receivers, but I'm going to stick in this 10-year window. We got a bit of a theme this week with the 10-year window here. I'm just going to throw out some stats at you because I went back and looked at it, and we're going to come, looking at this group for this season compared to past groups and how deep different wide receiver groups at Ole Miss were. 2014, Ole Miss 9-4, probably started the height of kind of Ole Miss being a household name, a national brand at that point where you beat Alabama. Obviously everybody knows what happens with the head coach, Hugh Freeze, and NCAA, all that, whatever. But that year was kind of when Ole Miss became, this is a trendy program now. This is a cool thing. That year, Greg, you had Laquon Treadwell, who only played in 9 games, 632 yards and 5 touchdowns. Cody Core played in every game, 558, 6 touchdowns. Evan Engram, 10 games, 662 and 2 touchdowns. And Vince Sanders led the way, 696 and 6 touchdowns.
Didn't 3 of the 4 play in the NFL?
Yes. Let's go 1, 2. Two are currently in the NFL right now, and Engram and Treadwell. But that was a deep group. Vince Sanders probably would have had a really good shot at playing in the NFL if not for the injury. That right there, you got three dudes over 600, and then Cody Core right there knocking on the door at 558. You go to the next season.
It definitely helped that we had a solid running game for those free up those receivers because of that.
Sure.
That style of offense we had, there was a lot of quick slants and over the middles and stuff like that. It was kind of a zone scheme offense. So
that was when the RPO became a huge thing.
Yeah.
And Ole Miss was – Bo Wallace was the trigger man. He was good at it. All right, next year, 2015, Ole Miss 10-3, wins the Sugar Bowl, first 10-win season in a long time. 6-2 in the SEC. We all know what happened. 4th and 25. We don't have to talk about it. But that year, Laquon Treadwell, even with the injury, which I think really changed how he was as a player.
Oh, yeah.
Over 1,000 yards, 1,153 yards receiving, 11 touchdowns, played in every game. Then you had Cody Core right behind him, 644 and four touchdowns. That's another thing. I don't think Cody Core gets enough credit for how good he was as an Ole Miss Rebel. Okay. Just as steady a receiver, steady as a productive offensive weapon that Ole Miss has had in recent years.
I would love to see a stats called drops of how many drop passes. Like I feel like Cody Core never dropped anything.
Yeah, yeah. Another thing I didn't mention, Laquon Treadwell had 82 receptions that season.
Wasn't there a couple games where he had like 10 and 11 receptions, like something ridiculous? I mean, it was almost kind of like the prequel of A.J. Brown, like just kind of like the style of get him the ball in those, you know, three wide receiver sets. You could definitely see how the offenses have changed in the last 10 years for sure.
I would be remiss if I didn't also mention Laquon Treadwell attempted three passes and completed all three. So very Hugh Freeze there.
Yeah, how many touchdowns? Like just the one with one to tunnel? Yeah.
I'm
still really upset about the highlights of the game with Oklahoma State's stiff arming us in the highlights. We beat Oklahoma State all the time.
Oh yeah. Twitter went to bat for Ole Miss really fast. I mean, everybody was pulling receipts like, hold on.
I'm pretty sure Oklahoma State and Ole Miss are right by each other in the game. Like, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. There's going to be some live edits during the season, I'm sure, of some rankings and some ability levels being adjusted. Quincy Adebojo right there with Cody Core, 604 yards, 7 touchdowns for Quincy. DeMaurier Stringfellow was a big time get out of the, this was pre-portal. He transferred in 503 yards, 5 touchdowns. And then Evan Ingram, 464 and 2. Markell Pack, 380 and 3. All right. Yeah, now we keep.
You look at, like, you know, the Stringfellow, like that's kind of like it's almost like the Metcalf situation, you know, big size, big wide receiver, can go down the field. So it's almost kind of, as we go over this, to see how they get replaced and who they get replaced by and the style player. It's kind of pretty cool.
He wasn't nearly as fast as Metcalf. Not many people are, but Stringfellow was big and could run. So he was a handful. 2016, almost 5-7. We all know what happens with Freeze, but still a lot of production from the receivers. Evan Ingram led the way with 926 and 8 touchdowns. DeMaurier Stringfellow, 716 and 6. Van Jefferson, 543 and 3. Quincy Adebojo, 456 and 1. A.J. Brown, true freshman, 412 and 2. So even with a terrible year, Ole Miss still ultra productive at receiver. Then we go to 2017, 6-6, A.J. Brown, 75 receptions, 1,252 yards, 11 touchdowns, just absurd numbers as a true sophomore. DeMarcus Lodge, 698, 7. DK Metcalf, 646 and 7. Van Jefferson, 456 and 1. Dawson Knox, 24 receptions, 321 yards, and 0 touchdowns. I think that's the statistic that will just live in infamy in Ole Miss football, that Dawson Knox never had a touchdown reception.
You get a really good payback on every time to bet Dawson Knox first touchdown in Buffalo games. I think if you do a $50 bet for the out of the season, I think you're going to get a pretty solid return on that. Like, because he definitely gets 3 or 4. I mean, it's very surprising.
Yeah, he's been as steady as anybody in the NFL. He's kind of beloved up there in Buffalo. He's got a good relationship with Josh Allen. So that helps. Draft pick.
Like, they actually drafted a tight end, and so. I mean, still be on that roster is pretty solid.
It's Kincaid, right?
Yeah.
The kid from Utah. He's good. All right.
I think you can create a lot of mismatches in the tight end, you know, linebackers. Sure. Especially the athletic tight ends that, you know, like Dawson, I think, is the first tight end of, you know, many. Well, Evan started the, you know, kind of the tight end flex, you know, wide receiver look. And so I think you can really take advantage of those. And, you know, you see Kiffin with the smaller wide receiver, kind of like the scat back, you know, the Dayton Wade look. That can really cause trouble for an outside linebacker, that's for sure.
All right, 2018, excuse me, 5-7 with Matt Luke, still just incredible numbers. 85 catches, 1,320 yards, 6 touchdowns for A.J. Brown. He was one of those where it was like when you watched A.J. Brown, you didn't have to be an NFL scout or a GM or somebody that coached football or evaluated players. It was pretty evident that A.J. Brown was going to make a lot of money doing football professionally.
Especially when he was doing, like, batting practice for the Padres during all this, you know?
just for fun.
I was a top draft pick, so let's just go hit the ball around right quick.
Yeah, A.J.'s just trying to keep busy, man. He's just trying to, you know, stay loose. DeMarcus Lodge, another one that's kind of an unsung hero. 65 catches, 877 and 4. DK battled the injuries, 26 catches, 569 yards and 5 touchdowns, 22 yards per reception for DK Metcalf. I mean, just a monster. And then Elijah Moore, 36 for 398 and 2. Dawson Knox had close to 300. Braylon Sanders had close to 300. So, I mean, just – again, even on a bad team.
That's still a tough pill to swallow to see all those pit players and go 5-7. But, I mean, you know, it just goes to show you, like, it's like there's been talent at Ole Miss, you know, regardless of what year, you know, has gone through. It's just you got to put the whole team together. It's a tough thing to do.
Yeah. And look. Going into 2020, you've got the first year of Lane Kiffin, COVID season, so shortened year, 5-5, go to the Outback Bowl, win that one over Indiana. Matt Corral, first year in the system with Lane Kiffin. You guessed it, did skip a beat. 86 catches, 1,193 yards, and 8 touchdowns for Elijah Moore. Basically, that was what got him into the NFL. Obviously projected well, but that season alone – kind of turned a lot of NFL GM's heads and we're like, oh, we need to pay attention to this dude. Kenny Aboah, 27 catches, 524, 6. Dontario Drummond, 25 for 417 and 7. Jonathan Mingo, 27, 379 and 3. So a little dip, but you obviously had the marquee guy in Elijah Moore carrying, you know, much of the load over 1,000 yards. Then you go to 2021. This is where I think Kiffin.
Well, I think that year with it being an all SEC schedule and, you know, and COVID, I mean, it's just kind of just, you know, it's kind of really kind of like when you think back of it, you know, putting that team together and, you know, doing what they did and
pretty
know,
incredible,
making that, you know, winning the city. I mean, that was huge. Like, so. Sure. Definitely set the stage for, you know, the next 3 to 4 years. I mean, as you'll see when we go through these stats and the record.
Yeah. I'm glad you brought that up. That's a huge point that needs to be made. You know, Elijah Moore did that against all SEC schools in a good Indiana team. So just crazy numbers. This is where I think Kiffin kind of, I don't think people talk enough about it, and just the innovation, the ability to know who your guys are and get them the football in the right way, and also just a testament to how good Matt Corral was. And this is all, you know, all due respect to these players. It's not the groups that we were just talking about, the AJ Browns and the Quan Treadwells, the DK Metcalfs, Elijah Moore's, you know, these, you know, Quincy, Lodge, Vincent, you know, didn't have those guys. Dontario Drummond, over 1,000 yards with 76 catches, 8 touchdowns. Just a...
What's his average per catch? Probably over 15.
13.5, so he did a lot of possession stuff, but I mean, just as dependable as any wideout that Ole Miss has had in recent memory. And I mean, a guy that Kiffin just kind of turned into the number one dude, because you had Jonathan Mingo went down with the injury, only played in six games. But then Braylon Sanders averaged close to 23 yards per catch, 549 yards. Jakoor Pearson, another just wild success story out of nowhere, close to 400 yards. And then Mingo still managed 346 and three with the injury. So just basically all of this to say, I'm running through a bunch of statistics here. Ole Miss has been incredibly productive year in, year out at the wide receiver position. And this year might be the best that Ole Miss has had in a very long time. You've got the returning guys in Trey Harris. You got Jordan Watkins. I think a lot of people around the program expect Caden Lee to have a huge year. And then I won't call it pressure, but there's a lot of, I would say, anxious energy around Aiden Williams. Highly touted dude out of high school. Didn't really do much last year. I think he was kind of swimming a little bit, was trying to learn the playbook. And then other guys kind of emerged, but they expect him to be a factor. And then you want to talk about who they brought in. Juice Wells. I mean, the dude was a cheat code for South Carolina in 2022. tore up Clemson, who I think had two NFL corners on that team in 2022, torched them, had the nagging injury a year ago, and then sat out the rest of the year to basically rest up and then find a place to play, ends up at Ole Miss. I think that right there truly has a chance to make Ole Miss a just bona fide, not only a college football playoff team, but a team that could potentially go 12-0.
No, well, and another thing, you look at those wide receivers that we just talked about, if you want to put somebody over the top on Trey Harris, I mean, you've got one-on-one with Prescorn. So, I mean, like, that's – we just got done going over all the stats of all the wide receivers, and most of those teams didn't have a really solid tight end that they, could put in the lineup that could block and get down the field. So now that you have that angle, I mean, are you going to put another safety over the top, to help on Prescorn? So, there's a lot of options, and that definitely helps out, Juice Wells product, stock going down the future, because you can actually set up plays that will literally be, either a go route or a setup play on a, for him that creates a one-on-one with a safety, because, either the linebacker, so the matchups that are, is going to be the nightmare for these defenses on this wide receiver core. And that's why I think, I'm shocked that they're, two, but hey, look, we'll take two and be one, when we get done at the end of the year. So it's not how you start the race, it's how you finish it. So I really just feel like the matchups, and when you look back at all the wide receivers that in the last 10 years, you look at like who's going to be the next AJ Brown, who's going to be the next Elijah Moore, who's going to be that possession receiver, like Cody Core. So you always look at solid pieces that were in the offense and in the offensive scheme that you can just find that same kind of core player, a 6'3", 220 possession receiver or something like that. But, I think the Juice Wells is going to be really, really – if he's healthy, I mean, who knows? I mean, he can – I would hate to put him one – I'd hate to have him matched up one-on-one with either a corner or a free safety, I think, the offense is going to be scary good. And just like you were saying with Adrian, well, I mean, it's a big question mark, but, he's got to step up and he's got to realize that, we're in the big boy water and it's time to start swimming and not sinking, and I think he'll step up and you'll see him get into the offense good. But, keeping somebody like Jordan Watkins on the team, I mean, he is a solid leader in the locker room. As guys, you've got these guys that are younger that are coming in, and I feel like you know, you can lean on somebody like him. You can lean on somebody like Trey Harris in that wide receiver room that have been there, played SEC games, and, you know, been on the big stage and be like, look, you know, just trust yourself, trust your skill set, you know, and just, you know, keep, you know, make plays whenever the ball's being thrown to you. Because, you know, it's almost got to the point where this offense is almost a pro-style offense. And most pro-style offenses, when you throw it to a wide receiver, they're going to catch it 9 times out of 10. So, you know, you would think that, you know, if somebody drops something, the next guy, I mean, Kiffin's almost the type of person that he's got so much depth in the depth chart, in the receiver room, that he's willing to, you know, move some things around and try to find something for somebody else. So I'm trying not to get excited about it, because, like you said, we just went over the stats of previous wide receivers and what we've got now. And it's a matchup nightmare for some defenses this year.
The College Corner is headed to Oxford. Stop by their new location in the Oxford Commons off Sisk Avenue. They'll have 4,000 square feet of Rebel gear ready for your trip to the Grove. On your next trip to Oxford, stop by the College Corner or our other great locations in Ridgeland and Flowood. Hats, shirts, polos, pullovers, sweats, t-shirts. College Corner has it all. And as always, you can visit us online at collegecornerstore.com. That's collegecornerstore.com. The College Corner, where your game day apparel meets.
Hi, this is Kevin Kessinger, former Ole Miss baseball player, son of Ole Miss Hall of Famer Don Kessinger, and dad to Ole Miss All-American shortstop Gray Kessinger, and your local community banker with BNA Bank. BNA Bank has invested 125 years in our communities, and we know the needs of North Mississippi businesses better than anyone. As a commercial lender with BNA Bank, my priority is Oxford, and I'd love to help you and your business with any lending needs.
Visit www.bnabank.com to learn more. BNA Bank, local, invested, modern banking. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
This is Cali. With C Spire's blazing fast nationwide 5G network, she's got her fans in the palm of her hands. Live streaming her Mississippi Blues from her phone wherever she is. Out there, wherever they are. Right now, get the latest 5G phone on us. Only at C Spire, customer inspired.
Call Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group. He can help you with any of your health insurance needs. Drew is an Ole Miss grad located in Mississippi and licensed in 7 states. He works with the nation's second largest health insurance brokerage with access to 35 different carriers, regular health plans, to life insurance, to dental and vision, and even Medicare. He has it all covered. Now more than ever, it is critical to have a health insurance agent who is local and accessible. So call Drew Moak at 601-953-8449. 601-953-8449 and get your free quote today.
You know when you discover a new binge-worthy show or that song you can't help but leave on repeat? You just have to share it with your friends, right? Because who doesn't want to spread awesomeness? Now you know how I feel telling you now about Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile offers premium wireless for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan today. It's such a good deal, I couldn't keep it to myself. My past plans have gone as high as $100. Friends don't let friends overpay for wireless. Time to say so long to those overpriced wireless plans and switch to Mint Mobile. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. And don't worry, Mint Mobile will get all your old stuff off your old phone, including those existing contacts. So don't wait another second. Get your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month at mintmobile.com/TOC. That's mintmobile.com/TOC. $45 upfront payment required. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Ole Miss fans, your only choice for daily fantasy sports is Prize Picks. America's number one daily fantasy sports app, PrizePicks has over 5 million active members. And it's fun and it's simple. Pick two or more players from any sport and whether they'll go for more or less of their projected stats, choose flex or power play, and watch the winnings roll in. Flex means you still win even if one of your picks misses. Power plays are higher payouts, but you got to get all of your picks right. Bottom line, you have options that fit your daily fantasy playing style, but only with our friends at PrizePicks. And they've already made me a winner. CeeDee Lamb, an easy pick for more than 96 receiving yards. The only weapon for Dak Prescott in his more or less of 263 passing yards. Even better, you can now get up to 100 times your money on PrizePicks with as little as 4 correct picks. And winning withdrawals with PrizePicks are fast, safe, and secure. When those picks hit, you can get your money in as quick as 15 minutes. So download the PrizePicks app today and use code TALKOFCHAMPIONS. That's code TALKOFCHAMPIONS to get $50 instantly when you play $5. Code TALKOFCHAMPIONS on PrizePicks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive this $50 bonus. It's guaranteed with PrizePicks. Run your game.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, Watkins coming back is a huge, huge thing for this offense. Not only just being older, being a leader, experienced, knows the system, knows what's expected, but I think is going to be a big part of the development of Caden Lee and Aiden Williams and the other younger guys, where he's going to demand a lot. You know, hey, this is how we do things. This is what's expected. You know, it's time for you to step up. You know, hey, this is year two for you. No more excuses. This is a college football playoff mindset here. And I think it's huge, like you mentioned, you know, just dependability, the consistency. Jordan Watkins, even with the hand injury last year, as good of hands as anyone. And I think that possession guy in the slot, it's going to be huge on third downs. And then with Priestcorn being 100%, just another weapon in the middle of the field.
Oh, yeah.
The defense is going to have to account
whenever
for.
Whenever you see somebody like Jordan Watkins, like doing the blocks, making the blocks, you know, to free up these. I mean, because we won't even spend, you can spend 2 hours on the running back room. I mean, you know, you've got an SEC running back. With the kid from LSU. I mean, I think that Ohio guy's, you know, just got almost kind of like a versatile. I mean, it's just, as you can see, the roster's kind of filling in. And, you know, I think Kiffin was right whenever we went to Georgia and he, you know, watched Georgia and he said, hey, you know, Georgia was just bigger than us and we got to get bigger. We got to get faster. We got to get better. And I think he's accomplished that this summer. He just got to put it together and put it on the field. But, you know, the schedule's there for the taking, obviously. So you just got to take advantage of it. Hopefully nobody gets hurt and, you know, and just keep building on every game.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a huge part of this team, and I'm not going to say it's going to dictate a lot of wins and losses or dictate how the season goes for Ole Miss, but I certainly think that it can make or break certain spots in the year where I think there's going to be, you know, you mentioned Georgia, going to be a good defense, probably going to really test Jackson Dart to beat them with his arm. Now Ole Miss has those weapons to do it. So I think that's huge. And I'm, you know, you mentioned you were trying not to get excited for college football season, but this podcast is certainly not helping your helping you do that.
It's a way that the program's developed in the last 10 years. I mean, you look at it like you were saying, the first year, everybody was like, man, maybe Ole Miss is, back and maybe they are legit. And, you know, beating Alabama twice in a 10-year span is nice feather to have in your hat. But you know, you definitely, whenever the Lane Kiffin was hired, you definitely can, you know, create, you know, a winning culture, a totally different culture that, you know, can be a game changer to the fan base and everything in general. So feel like a lot of fans, you know, the expectations are extremely high because transfer portal is number one. And we, you know, did pick up some, you know, some big guys up front and where we were, you know, lacking in the spots that we were lacking, but, you know, you still got to remember the Ole Miss angle. So hopefully the Ole Miss angle is done and dusted, and you don't have to worry about that because this isn't your mom and pop Ole Miss and there's no more whammo situations. So hopefully the season works out. I'm excited about it. So it can't get here so quick enough.
Yeah. Before we get into our next segment, I do want to remind everyone this show is also brought to you by our friends at USA Benefits Group and our buddy Drew Moak. You can call him 601-953-8449. If you're looking to cut those health insurance premiums by 20 to 30%, save a little money. Drew is your guy. He's an Ole Miss grad located in Mississippi, and he's licensed in seven states. He works with the nation's second largest health insurance brokerage with access to 35 different carriers. He can help you with any of your health insurance needs. That's regular health plans, life insurance, dental, vision, all of that and more. Call him today or check him out, usabg.com/DMOAK, and get your free quote today. All right, Greg, we've got some horse racing to discuss as this weekend. You have got the last leg.
Yep.
Ready. Last leg of the Triple Crown, 156th running of the Belmont Stakes at Saratoga race course.
This is the first time in New York. Saratoga. It usually is run at Belmont. They're doing some track updates at Belmont, so this is the first time it's being run at Saratoga.
Does that do you think that will affect things? Or
have you talked to anyone that thinks that? I mean, like, I would think Saratoga is like the elite racing of racing, you know, like. Between Churchill Downs and Saratoga, you know, that's the upper echelon of horse racing. You know, there is a lot of racing throughout the country, but you know, if you said you had a horse that won at Saratoga or won a graded stakes at Saratoga, you had a really, really good racehorse. So, and Saratoga, very similar to Oxford, Mississippi, you know, it's got a real small town vibe. But instead of the football team and the college, they have the horse track. So it's a pretty good time. Saratoga Springs, I actually recommend going and doing that. Weather's beautiful. It's just that time of year. But, yeah, I think this is the first time that it's ever the Belmont has been run at Saratoga, because I think they're putting a torpedo track or a new they're doing a new surface at Belmont. And so Belmont won't be ready until next year. So. So yeah, I went to Saratoga for the first time last year, and man, it's a rocking time. I mean, like, I couldn't imagine what your parents would say about Saratoga if they enjoyed Churchill that much.
Yeah. I mean, they might become horse racing people now, as good a time as
well. They got grandbabies. So they got grandbabies to take care of.
That's true. All right. So I know, you know, you've got a big iron in the fire this weekend as Seize the Gray, 8-1 odds.
We can go over the Preakness last race. I mean, you can just tell whenever the horse gets out to the lead, it was a sloppy track, and that's what Seize the Gray. He was a gray horse and had a black, the jockey had black silks, and I don't think he had one speck of dirt on him. So that's what happens in races like that. You know, if you can control the speed, get out front, get out early, set the pace, you know, and I will get, you got to tip your hat to Mystic Dan. He ran, I mean, you could tell he was trying to get there. But I don't know what Mystic Dan's going to run like this weekend. You know, that's three pretty grueling races that he's, you know, that he's run in short period. And, you know, I do like Mystic Dan, you know, maybe long-term, but I don't, you know, Sierra Leone is just, he had a nice break from the Preakness. He's been at Saratoga training, and I think Sierra Leone is going to be pretty tough to beat this weekend, but who knows, man. You know, Saratoga is the graveyard of favorites. That's kind of like Saratoga's theme. There's a lot of really, really, really good horses that have been at Saratoga and been heavy favorites, and they've lost. I think American Pharoah would be one of them that, you know, some people, listeners might know. He got beat by a horse named Keen Ice back in the days at Saratoga. Mm-hmm. So Saratoga, you know, it's an old racetrack. It's an old school racetrack, and they've been racing for a long time there. And you know, it's a tough place to win. So it should be a really good race. I like Sierra Leone. I'm definitely pulling for. I'll pull a little bit for Seize the Gray just because I have a share with my racehorse. And but there, it should be a really good race. And man, with it being first time in the Saratoga, you know, it should be different.
You got a pick or anybody that you like?
I like my filly in race six at Louisiana Downs Saturday afternoon.
Okay.
No, hopefully she wins. She's been knocking on the door, and she's knocking on the door, and then she's sitting on a win, and hopefully she rolls Saturday. But no, man, you know, the way Sierra Leone ran that last race in the Kentucky Derby, the layoff, the time off, the training and being in Saratoga, he's going to be tough. But I'm going to go Sierra Leone. I'd love – it just depends on if Seize the Gray gets out to the lead. If there's no dirt or no – if that, you know, jockey's clean coming around the corner, he might have plenty of juice in the tank. So it should be a good race, but I just think Sierra Leone should be too tough in that race.
Yeah, I would say Sierra Leone is at 9-5 odds right now. Mind Frame at 7-2. Mystic Dan 5-1.
Yeah, I think that's Rapoli's horse. And then I think Resilience is in this race.
Resilience 10-1. We can kind of run through them here. Wine Steward 15-1. Antiquarian 12-1. Dornick 15-1, Protective 20-1, Honor Marie 12-1. So
it's a good race. I mean, you know,
I was going to say it's leg of
the Triple Crown. I mean, you know,
it seems like it's kind of wide open.
Yeah, it does seem. I mean, you know, who knows? I mean, what? Like I said, if Seize the Gray gets out to the front, and you know, there's no dirt on him, and he comes around the corner, like, and the fractions are kind of on the 24 to 47, 48, you know, if they let him jog around the track, he's going to be tough to beat. So, you know, those closers have to have speed to run to. So that, as you can tell, in the Kentucky Derby, you know, the just Sierra Leone and Forever Young just ran out of track. You know, they just, they didn't go fast enough up front for them to get there. And, Mystic Dan, held on. So it just all depends on those first fractions.
Yeah. It's going to be fun. And like you said, new location. It'll be exciting for that. People will be fired up and try to make something out of nothing there. As you alluded to, I mean, I don't know, like, how is it for, you know, horses are different than people, where it's like, what's, you know, how different is the weather? You know, what's, you know, yeah, how's that going to affect things? I know it can affect the track, but I don't think the horses really care about humidity or.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there's some horses that train like rock stars in the morning, and then they get to the afternoon and they are like, why is it hot? Or why is the sun in the sky? You know, because, you know, usually you try to work a horse around 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock in the morning, you know, when you run a horse at 6 o'clock in the afternoon, the sun is in a different part of the sky, and I'm pretty sure horses know when, you know, what time of day is and stuff like that. So, you know, they're unique animals, and that's why, you know, I have a buddy that has a horse, and she trains like a rock star in the morning, and she'll get to a race and she'll just freeze up, you know, being around other horses and stuff like that. So, just since it's a real frugal animal you're running with.
Last thing, what's the latest with the shop this weekend? I know it's summertime officially in Oxford.
Yeah,
graduation's over
sweet,
with.
Sweet summertime, you know, when's football getting here? I mean, I think I'm I ask my mom every day, is it football season yet? And she's like, no, we just started June. So we've got 2 solid months to get through. So, no, it's, steady as we go up here. I'm about to make a bunch of sausage, about to make some boudin and cut some fresh steaks and get ready for the weekend.
All right. Well, go see Greg this weekend if you're in town. Scoop you up some steaks, some chicken.
Always
some...
mention the podcast. We'll give you a $10 lane train. We'll give you a pack of sausage or something like that. It definitely helps whenever we know.
2008 University Avenue. Go see him. Scoop up some stuff to grill out this weekend. You got Super Regionals to watch. I know the Rebs aren't in it, but you can still take in some baseball. So we appreciate everyone tuning in. Appreciate everyone's patience with me and my schedule this week. I hope the satellite studio is not bad.
It looks good. I like it. Got some bourbon. And got some tequila on the wall. Looks like an old record.
Yeah, that was from our wedding. That was a gift from wedding party. So yeah, pretty cool. It's not bad. Yeah, we'll be back
in
the
nice little office.
Yeah, we'll be back down in the basement soon. So fingers crossed on the equipment down there. I think we're gonna be all right. But appreciate Greg hopping on. Appreciate you listening, tuning in, watching on YouTube, wherever you might be taking in the podcast. Stay locked in ohmspirit.com. We will have coverage of recruiting this weekend, more official visitors in town. I will be down in Tampa for OT7 finals. We'll have tons of content from down there, tons of Ole Miss prospects and targets down there competing. So for Greg over there, I'm Zach. This has been the Flagship presented by College Corner and LB's Meat Market. We appreciate y'all tuning in. Until next time, we out of here.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.